Hello, and welcome to Inside IT from the technology experts at Intel's own IT department. In this podcast, we talk with Intel CIO Kim Stevenson as the company releases the IT Annual Performance Report. It's a time of monumental transformation in the IT industry. Nowhere is that more true than at Intel. We've documented the changes at Intel IT over the last year in this podcast series, and we've looked at the continued rapid pace of change expected ahead. Intel IT has just released its annual performance report. It's a chance to check in with Intel CIO Kim Stevenson.
When I think through what Intel IT's mission is, it's really to help Intel grow through the use of information technology.
The growth at Intel in the past year has been dramatic. Stevenson summarized the major milestones highlighted in the report.
We launched our first smartphone and now have 7 phones shipping with Intel Silicon in 10 countries. We also signed our first foundry customers, with 3 semiconductor companies announcing agreements with Intel to manufacture their products on our leading-edge 22-nanometer process. We grew our embedded systems business by announcing new solutions and partnerships in the retail and digital signage areas, as well as the communications and automotive industries. We became the standard inside the cloud data centers, with over 90% market segment share with these cloud service providers. And we began in reinventing the PC through the introduction of the Ultrabooks. We now have more than 140 designs in the market, and over 40 of them have touch, which didn't exist just a year before.
Stevenson says a big part of the success of the company's mission in the last year can be seen in the way IT applied business intelligence solutions and cloud solutions across Intel's business units.
This resulted in decreased time to market for our products and improved efficiency across the company. At the same time, we demonstrated that by embracing the consumerization of IT and social computing, the results increased our employee productivity and collaboration.
In talking with her peers and observing the industry landscape, Stevenson says it's become clear how IT has changed.
The role of IT has evolved beyond infrastructure and back office provider to become the strategic enabler of business growth. Part of our role is, and will continue to be, delivering operational excellence.
But she says maintaining that excellence won't be enough.
More and more, our focus must be on transforming the company from the business processes we use to the markets that we serve. All of the functions of the company need IT's help to get them through the transformations they're undertaking.
That means establishing priorities for 2013. Like driving the broad adoption of touch-based clients and applications, deploying complete IT systems for the new businesses Intel is pursuing, and implementing a single CRM system for evolving relationships with a changing customer base. Throughout it all, Stevenson says it's important to remember that people are the most important asset for Intel IT. In order to achieve the kind of collaboration necessary to tackle challenges at Intel, she oversaw the start of a number of people initiatives in 2012.
The first is building the skills that we need for the future. As we desire to deliver a better user experience, we have to invest in designers and human factors engineers to capture that user experience and make the most of the services that we deliver. To get the most out of our business intelligence, we have to continue to invest in advanced analytical and modeling skills. And then there is cloud and consumerization. We invested in these skills in 2012, but they continue to permeate all across the services that we deliver in IT, and we'll have to build additional skills in that area in the coming years.
Another big area for Intel IT in the coming year is service management.
2012, we implemented a service management structure, and in 2013, we'll use that portfolio structure to drive all of our decision-making.
One interesting development that Stevenson says needs to be addressed is the fact that the consumer IT experience is better than what the enterprise IT experience is in most cases.
And what happens is in the consumer environment, people are using touch, whether it's their tablets or their phones. That experience needs to come in. It's become a productivity, a rich enhancement of the experience that how people expect to interact with their computing devices. Enterprises like Intel IT are going to have to capture that level of productivity, and touch becomes an important part of the entire perceptual computing environment that will evolve in the enterprise space.
As Intel's business changes, the customer base is changing. Stevenson talked about the importance of the CRM solution at Intel.
As we introduce new products and go into new market segments, we have a set of new customers that we don't have strong long-term relationships with like we do in our traditional business. As such, we need a way to interact with them, manage that relationship, collaborate with them on their needs, and that's best served by a single CRM system. And that's what we seek to do in 2013.
In a large and dynamic enterprise like Intel, collaboration is key. IT plays a critical role in facilitating that collaboration, getting people and information together. Stevenson says that means increasing search capability.
So as we do searches, that we will now search through SharePoint, as an example. We're taking some segments of Intel, design teams that are made up of many parts, Intel software, Intel manufacturing, Intel designers, and we're putting them together in a collaboration environment that allows them to connect to one another, even though they're organizationally separate. We believe that those types of actions will actually help design better products as well as get them to market faster.
This is a pivotal time for the IT industry, and Stevenson says she expects 2013 to be a game-changing year for Intel.
I'd sum it up this way. We're going to have to be bold in the solutions that we bring to the business units. We're going to have to think big in bringing creative and innovative solutions. And we're going to have to act fast, doubling the velocity at which we operate so the business units can get their products to market and capture those new customers that our business needs.
That does it for this edition of Inside IT. Kim Stevenson's webinar features further details on her 2013 priorities and plans. Register for the webinar or download it at www.intel.com/IT. While you're there, you can sign up for the Intel IT Center for regular updates on IT topics, third-party research, IT-focused events, and more. For Inside IT, I'm Paul Landcorp.